Both Cassidy and Brando have brought up to the fact that me being single, they think that I need to go out on more dates. And there are plenty of reasons why I'm single, and they're convinced that it's because of how bad my first dates usually are.
Well, I don't know if it's the first dates. I think there are probably multiple reasons why you're dating.
Well, so I went out on one yesterday, and I had a real big problem to start the date. I forgot my wallet at my house. So I decided to go back and get my wallet, which made her wait another 5 to 10 minutes. But I did clear it up before we were actually supposed to meet, letting her know that I left my wallet.
Now, do we have her on the phone?
Yeah.
Okay. Now, when did you find out that Spencer had forgotten his wallet?
Well, I was running a few minutes late, and he told me he had forgotten his wallet.
Now, I don't live that far away from where we were. Mm-hmm. So she was running a little late, and I was like, all right, I'll run home, I'll grab my wallet, I'll be back. But this is where the dilemma came in. What's worse, not having your wallet or making somebody wait?
It would be worse to show up without your wallet.
And that's my opinion.
Than having to wait a little bit. However, I'm not the person who's stuck with in the actual dilemma.
You know, it didn't really, truthfully, didn't bother me either way. He didn't have to. I felt bad that he had to leave and go back and get his wallet and come back. I didn't mind waiting.
Did part of you think that he was going to stand you up? That was like, oh, right, yeah, you don't have your wallet. Whatever, buddy.
No way. I'm definitely not that guy. No, that's the first time I've ever forgotten my wallet.
How about you get one of those handy-dandy chains on your wallet and then hook it to your belt? There you go. And it never gets too far from you. You always have it with you. And it's stylish. You look pretty cool with it,
too. Yeah, it's stylish, all right.